This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Metroplex. We are live with the Thursday edition of Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Bobby Belt is out, we think, with the flu. We got Pepe and Aiden firing up the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. But Bobby decided to go and infect all the former Cowboys who showed up to the Zach Martin press conference yesterday and then go and rest with a fever.
It's, you know, it's always very nice of him to go into that building when, you know, when he can infect the entire team. I mean, you know, it's a trickle-down effect. You know, one person gets sick, and then, you know, the next person gets sick. And
Bobby's got a conscience.
Here we are. It's training camp, and they're just now getting over the flu. They're dehydrated. They've lost all their fluids. Yeah, you know, it's a bad timing for him.
So we have an absolutely loaded show for you today. Someone says that Anthony Davis should never play for the Mavericks again. Do not sit there and re-sign Kyrie Irving. We will have possible guests to honor Zach Martin during the live edition of Sean and RJ. But we start with an awesome montage of praise for the future Hall of Famer.
Zach Martin, Notre Dame, offensive line. I would describe myself as a consistent guy. You're going to get someone who's the same guy every day, who's going to be there for his teammates. Just to have the opportunity to be in the NFL and kind of fulfill that dream, you know, playing in a place like Dallas would be pretty special.
The Dallas Cowboys select Zach Martin.
Get over here, Zach Martin. Zach Martin.
So there we had an outstanding starter that could really come in and immediately help us do what we need to do.
Obviously got a very good offensive line already, and, you know, it's going to be fun to join that group and help out any way I can.
Best pass-blocking guard in the NFL, and it ain't even close.
You look at the dominance of Zach Martin.
7 first-team All-Pro selections. He had just 7 holding penalties.
Zach has always Mr. Consistency, and he just makes it look so easy.
He represents anything and everything you want when you draft a football player. No question, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Hey, the talking's over! Talk is cheap! Hey, we're at home! We protect our house!
Right.
Get her on 3! 1, 2, 3!
I got him!
Talk to Zach just about every day. Everything that he's done for the Cowboys and for me since I've been here, as far as leading and teaching me how to lead and guide and teaching me how to be a pro, I appreciate him for that.
But yeah, I mean, that's a brother. That's a brother that goes well beyond the lines of the football field.
So DallasCowboys.com with the work. Former teammates were in attendance, including Tony Romo and Tyron and Travis Frederick. You also had Tyrone Crawford there. All in attendance to say their goodbyes. A nice about 5-page speech showing off that Notre Dame education from the big fella.
He is going to go down as, the second best offensive lineman, at least in the Jerry era.
Well, Jerry said the debate can start that he and Larry Allen are now twins.
Well, I mean, that's a take. That's a take. I think, I'd have to go back. I'm pretty sure Larry Allen went into the hall with very little discussion in that room. Zach will go in as well. Will he go in on that first ballot, which Shireen told us at the combine does hold a lot of weight in that room? I don't see why he wouldn't, but you know, I mean, the voters are kind of knuckleheads anyway. It's tough to get past Larry. It's tough to be on the same level as Larry. That's just the reality of it.
You could tell, I think Zach's number one thing that he took the most pride in yesterday was the consistency. That's probably the word that defines him. My game was about consistency. I know what it takes to be a great player, and I gave that effort every single day. He got choked up after naming all the teammates, and he named a lot of them. He praised Mike McCarthy and Jason Garrett, saying he could still hear the stories about the beautiful bushels of strawberries from Jay Jeezy. The strawberries was a story that Jason would often tell about living in the moment. He had an awesome message to the fans. There were Johnny Manziel jokes that were exchanged back and forth as well. They relived. I had totally forgotten about the Sean Lee incident. Totally forgotten about it.
I had forgotten about it as well. You know, he was like a surgeon out there. You know, he was big, but it wasn't like he was Larry Allen big. And he just mauled you. I mean, he could, but he was just like this stoic, very quiet, and all of a sudden, this so technically savvy and sound player. And that's what you have to be. I mean, you don't get any holding calls. You have like more Pro Bowl all pros than accepted holdings or whatever the stat is. It's remarkable. It really is. And then, you know, obviously the whole Manziel factor just adds to the lure.
Yeah, Steven said everyone in the room was basically in agreement to take Zach. But Jerry, before they call in the pick, is like, all right, let's go around the room. Tell me why not Manziel. And everyone starts looking down, like looking at their feet and everything. And Steven's like kicking the shins of Jerry Jones, saying, don't even waste time asking these questions. This is the guy to go ahead and take. And Zach recalled in his Players Tribune, this was an amazing article and recap he wrote for the Players Tribune. I didn't even realize the Tribune was still around. But he said, yeah, I heard the boos. I was sitting there shell-shocked. Mm-hmm. I get it. Offensive lineman and guard is not a sexy pick and player, but I did hear the boos when they went ahead and selected me. And then the Sean Lee incident is Zach running into Sean at practice, and Sean all of a sudden is gone.
Rookie year.
He's out.
Yeah, it was Zach's rookie year. And, I mean, he knocked Sean out for the entire season with that, what was it, ACL.
And Sean Lee kept telling him in the training room, don't be mad, I tripped. Don't be upset. It's not your fault. And two nights ago, before the Zach Martin retirement ceremonies yesterday, him and Sean Lee were talking on the phone for the bazillionth time about the incident. Brad Sham, then pushing and pressing Jerry Jones.
That was Radio Network, Brad Sham.
To try and get Zach into the Ring of Honor. He said, now are you going to put him, Jerry, into the Ring of Honor before he gets into the Hall of Fame? And Jerry, with a chuckle, immediately answers yes. Mm. So the clock has started ticking. Okay. The five-year clock has started ticking for Zach to go into the ring.
You got time. You got a couple years. You know, set it up. Don't waste any time. You know, do it now. Don't do it in 4 years when we've... Because, listen, our football minds are very, very short. We move on. This is not other sports. We move on from players in football. Like that. It's literally, fans literally take a next man up. They do. So let's get it done this year.
We sat down with Zach and Brandon Aubrey at the Super Bowl in New Orleans. Well, indeed. And we were trying to figure out in his answer as to whether he was still going to try to come back, rehab, find another team. Here's Martin on if retirement was a really tough call to make.
Yeah, I mean, it's no surprise, right? Like, this is, you know, I made a slip up and said something last spring, and you guys took it and ran with it, per usual. But, you know, it's definitely been, it was on my mind, and kind of, you know, this year, you know, not finishing out was tough. And I really kind of wanted to wait till around the Super Bowl. You know, that time a year usually is like you start to get the itch to go start training and doing all that kind of stuff. So I wanted to see if I... You know, maybe just woke up one day and was like, I'm not done yet. But that didn't come. So I'm very at peace with my decision, and I think I made the right call.
So there's Zach saying, am I going to wake up and have the itch and the scratch to go ahead and do it again? Decided against it. And then he talked about being drafted in an absolutely perfect situation. And you made a Dak Prescott point about this a few weeks ago when we found out that Zach was retiring. This was Zach saying, my first year of football in Dallas could have been my most fun ever, and here's why.
I really truly believe that I came into a perfect situation for a young offensive lineman. You know, I came in, like I said, at a time that the running game was a big part of what we did. They invested a lot in the offensive line room. It really allowed me to develop. A lot of young old linemen get thrown into the fire and you're throwing the ball 50 times a game. Well, we were running it 30, 40 times a game. So it really allowed me to have time to develop some of those other things that I may not have been great at when I first got here. So I really truly believe, and you know, then you pair that with a line coach like Bill Callahan when I first got here. It was kind of the perfect storm for me.
Look, he was next to Travis. He was sitting, you know, right next to him on the line. It makes things a lot easier. Just like, you know, being a young center next to Zach Martin made your life easier, you know, after Travis was gone. And, you know, when you're a young quarterback and you've got a great offensive line, it makes your life easier. That became the Great Wall. It really did. He changed the offensive line. It was a line still in transition that still didn't have an identity to it, and he gave them a major part of their identity in 2014.
And do you think he gave us and started to create a false sense about Dak and what he was?
I mean, maybe, because you know, you don't know. First of all, it allows you to be a run-first team, where if you're a young quarterback, that could really kind of help ease what you really are.
Because we were having bus driver, game manager conversations about Prescott during that rookie year.
Right.
Like, just don't screw it up. Hand it to Zeke and win.
And even more so the second year. Right? The first year, he was really, really good and efficient the first year. The second year, remember, that was the year where he didn't go for like over 200 yards between, you know, the middle of 2017 till they got Amari. Remember, he didn't throw for over 200 yards for like a 14-game stretch. Some crazy number. And we're like, all right, but, you know, okay. But did that give us a false sense? And maybe it did. Maybe it did.
So everyone says their goodbyes to Zach Martin, and then Jerry Jones flips another switch as Dak Prescott no longer has the highest salary cap figure in the National Football League for 2025. They restructured the deal, and they create $36.6 million in cap space. Signing bonuses, base salary, cap figure, all that nerdy stuff. The bottom line is that with CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott in the past 2 days, the Cowboys have created $56.6 million in cap room. Now, is that just going to go to Micah Parsons? Well, actually, when you sign Micah Parsons to his new deal, which now minimum should be $35.5 or $36 million after Max Crosby got paid yesterday by the Raiders, that actually, Micah's new deal will give you $10 million more to spend with cap room.
We'll be all in.
So that's something to keep in mind. Overthecap.com has the Cowboys now with the 8th most salary cap space in the National Football League. As I said, they will have more after, if and when, a Micah deal gets done. So the question, again, is what will the Cowboys do with it?
I don't care about any of this unless they don't do anything with it. That's the reality of it. If they don't do anything with it, it doesn't matter. All they did, if they don't spend this cap space, all that does is they just kicked $36 million down the road. It's all they did. It's all they did if they don't do anything with it. And like you said, I don't mean signing Micah.
Or Duron.
Or him. Right. I don't mean, like, you gotta do something with it. You gotta do something with it. Fill your holes. You gotta fill your holes.
Jerry Jones then depressing Cowboy Nation when asked afterwards, first comments. Since he did not speak at the Combine in Indianapolis, you now going to use that money to attack free agency?
It's a part of really last year's plan. And that is, when we made the big commitment to Dak, then what we had to do was think ahead and from within of how to build around the commitment. Again, to emphasize, this is not a year to rebuild at all. Last year wasn't a year to rebuild. But when we made our big commitment to Dak, then the areas that we're in, we had to depend on retaining our top homegrown guys. But bottom line is, this is a continuation of the plan. Now, as opportunity would come up from without that, not the draft, not from within. As opportunity comes up, we'll wait. And last year we would have waited, but we'll look and see the opportunity to improve on the plan that basically both defense and offense is to complement what we're wanting to do with a Dak-led team.
And the sentence that is making all the headlines from Jerry, I don't think aggressive is the right word. I'm not looking at free agency as a place to fill voids. So many Cowboy fans went and said, wah, wah. We got excited after they had a big day with CeeDee Lamb with a restructure. And then Jerry comes out and says, I wouldn't necessarily say aggressive is the right word. And then they free up even more money with the Dak redo.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, what are you doing? What are you going to use this money for? Are you just going to, like, roll it?
Maybe he's just playing coy right now.
Maybe.
Not announcing we're going to go out there and be buyers.
Maybe. But, like, maybe they're using this to roll over to the following year to pay for what they just kicked down the road.
Yeah.
Like, most teams, you know, Dane Brugler talked about this with us. Most teams fill their needs in free agency and then just add to it in the draft. The Cowboys don't operate that way.
Jason Kidd says, stop with the Kyrie conspiracy theory. And why are they taking shots? The Mavericks aren't the only ones taking shots at their former stars. AD is catching strays from LA. That's next. Thanks for being part of the 6 a.m. Club. Bobby out sick. It's Sean and RJ getting you closer to the weekend right here on The Fan.